John and Hugh. I have spent almost their entire adult life in the NFL. I think philosophically they look at things the same way, and I got a high degree of confidence that they'll be perfectly aligned, and they both understand how important that alignment is for our success.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com.
Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Jerrod Cherry.
The holiday season is upon us, but the Browns still with two more games left, both on the road and both a tall task. And awaiting them on Sunday, the Chicago Bears in the Windy City. Good afternoon, or I should say good evening, friends. It's Ken Carmen alongside of Jerrod Cherry. It is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show all across University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Jerrod, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing well, Kenneth, and how are you?
Oh, I got to get all my papers in order here because we got to get things going for this holiday season matchup against the Chicago Bears on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. So I'm doing much, much better now because we're getting ready for another football game and much anticipated matchup, do we say the least, the local boy in Chicago. We'll see how that one fares out, but first we got to go over four downs, my friend.
First down.
Let's recap that Ravens game. What'd you think about the game against the Ravens before we start to look forward to the Chicago Bears?
Well, once again, example of what happens when you have a low margin of error and you make mistakes. Obviously, this is a young football team and they cannot afford to do that, and that took place often. And when you have that occur, that's the end result, is that a team like the Ravens, you cannot afford to give extra opportunities with the football. Joe Flacco and company took advantage of that because it was competitive, I felt, early on. But then as the mistakes were made, things got away.
Yeah, you know, I thought that that's exactly what it was. I think they let you make your own mistakes in that football game. It's a veteran football team. They got some younger players, but they let you make your own mistakes, and sadly, you made your own mistakes in that football game. The turnovers proved to be costly ones in that game, and basically, that's how the Ravens won that game. It's a shame that that's how it goes in the NFL, but you'll be an older team at some point. You'll make fewer mistakes at some point. You'll have a chance to win those games, but you got to get to that level. And another one of those days where it just didn't go your way with those mistakes. It brings us to second down.
Second down.
Sunday's game, do you think it's a must-win when we look at DeShone Kizer and his development?
Yes, every game is a must-win for him, especially this week because, again, you're going against a team that has a solid defense, but you have to put some numbers out there that suggest and make the organization at large think that, hey, we still have a guy that can make some things happen for us, though you expect for them to go out there and do something at the quarterback position just to add more depth. You always want to put something out there to add a feather to your cap with the idea that, yes, still take me as a viable option as we even move forward.
How do you get him going in terms of the, because it's been a real roller coaster. So how do you make sure he starts off well?
For me, I think the whole issue with him is pressing, in that he's preparing, he's working hard. I certainly feel that. But there's a deal where if you do too much and you try to incorporate too much and you try to take on too much and you make it all about you, not in a negative self-centered way, but in thinking that it's all on you, you press. And when you press, you just simply make mistakes. And I think the main issue that he has to learn is that he has other guys around him who are paid handsomely to play in this game as well, and that he needs to start trusting them more and not thinking it's all on his shoulders.
Yeah, he absolutely does. And I think that in a lot of these games, it does start off pretty well. And then as it starts to get ratcheted up, as some of the pressure starts to mount on him, things start to go a little bit different, because I do think that he's pressing a bit, pressing to make a big play, pressing to impress himself, pressing to impress the fan base, obviously.
And the coaching staff and everybody involved.
And to get a win, and to get this team a win. I think that they thought that they were close at times, and he feels that he needs to push the envelope, and I think it's led to some mistakes for that football team, Jerrod, and it's been difficult, because how do I change habits this late into a season? I don't know if I can. And also, when I go back to his season last year at Notre Dame, it was almost the same thing. Old habits die hard. And that's why, you know, what you see in college is a lot of time what you're going to get. we go back to a lot of quarterbacks who tried to change who they were and change mechanics in the course of that four-month stretch between college and the NFL draft. And, hey, that's all well and good, but these are habits that you form when you're under pressure, and you're just not going to be under pressure with quarterback coaches and QB gurus chasing you with broom handles and things like that we see on NFL Network during pro days. That's not pressure. What happens on Sundays with him running away from the Baltimore Ravens defense, that's pressure, sir. Right.
That's real pressure, and having people comment about your play and second-guess you, that's the other aspect of the pressure as well. So for him, really, again, it comes down to the idea of letting it flow, because there have been what we call flashes. So the question becomes, why can't those flashes become a consistent type of play and approach to the game? And if he can get to that place, point in time, even with two games remaining, it at least gives the organization some more to consider in regards to his ability to play. Because I do think he has a future. The question remains, will he continue to press, or will he get to that point in place and time where he understands that, yes, I do belong here, and I don't have to force the issue.
It brings us to third down.
Third down.
How do you get Josh Gordon more involved in the game plan coming up on Sunday against Chicago?
Well, it's really a situation where you go to other guys and let them be the focal point, and then force defenses to say, okay, they're getting away from him, and then you go to Josh Gordon. Now, you can force feed him as well, because those are viable options also, because you're going to figure that in some situations, even if it's a two against one scenario, he may win that battle. So it's really just a really situation of, are you going to force feed him? And then with that, then you're still dealing with a young quarterback who might make the wrong mistake in the process of doing that as well. But there were opportunities, but there were missed ones because, again, you have a situation where a young quarterback and Josh are still trying to get their chemistry, timing together, and it's not there yet.
You know, you go back to 14. I remember when they tried to force feed him back then, and that led to some really sporadic play, really scattered stuff. So I don't know if that's necessarily the way they want to go, but, you know, at the same time, they do have a dearth of talent that they need to address, and the only way you can really address that at that position is during the offseason. While you're playing right now, Josh, I think, opens up opportunities for other guys. I think he does open up opportunities for Corey Coleman. I think he can open up opportunities for Duke Johnson coming out of the backfield and so on and so forth. For Josh, though, I think that next step is dealing with some of the frustration that you're going to have with a young rookie quarterback.
Right.
You know, body language was brought up. Hugh Jackson said that was part of the passion that goes with Josh. I understand Josh wants to go out there and make plays. Absolutely wants to make plays. But it can be a bit concerning for folks if it doesn't seem like you're into it. But I don't think that he loafs. I think that he does want to go out there and make plays. But this is part of the frustration that you have with a 26. It feels like he's been here forever. But with a 26-year-old wide receiver.
Well, first time around when he returned from extended break, I felt there was loafing taking place. In this situation here, I think it's more frustration. Hey, I can make a play, and if we would get on the same page, there could be more done. And you respect that. But at the end of the day, you also have to recognize that you're dealing with an adverse situation, which I'm sure he's well aware of because he's tweeted it, in which you have to just say, you know what? Me being demonstrative in a negative light will not help the cause whatsoever. Everyone understands why I have a legitimate gripe to be upset and all those things, but it's better just to hold those things in and just continue to be supportive.
It brings us to fourth down.
Fourth down.
Previewing the Bears, Gerard. They come in at 4-10. Mitch Trubisky is the quarterback of this Bears football team. He is a local guy. Have you watched a little bit of the Bears this year?
I have, and what I always walk away with is the idea that they're running away. They're not passing the football. Now, a week ago, Mitch did put up some decent numbers, but when you look at the situation with the Bears, it's about the run game. Fox is not putting it in the hands of a rookie, and they're playing good defense on top of that, so that's their game plan. Ball control, defense, and not let our rookie make any mistakes, and there you have it.
Well, you go back to a couple of the games that they've won, and they really have. It's been a team where they've run you down.
Right.
And they've really gone after you. They did that against the Bengals. I believe that, three of their four wins are against AFC North opponents, because they were able to get the Steelers too, and they were able to get the Ravens. So it's an odd year for the Chicago Bears.
In the division.
At least competitive in our division. Right. So it's been an odd year for the Chicago Bears. And when we say up and down, you know, John Fox, his job's been talked about a lot. You're 4-10. Do you think that he's handled that quarterback situation?
I think he's safe in my mind.
You think he's safe?
You have a rookie quarterback and you start him and you find a way to be competitive in games and win four games when everyone else had you Yes, you are still in the cellar, but again, the four games in my mind have been a pleasant surprise because of how you've had to approach it. Because everyone gets it. When you're dealing with a rookie quarterback, typically it's about his maturation. And with that maturation, not generally going to be any wins involved.
Yeah, I think with Mitchell, for him to take over, you've watched what they've done. And it's exactly been basically an Army offense where they're going to just keep the ball on the ground and try to control the clock. And I do think that John Fox has never been well known because of some of the playoff gaffes as a in-game head coach. I think he's done what he's needed to do to try to keep his team competitive. And sometimes they've just been run off the field because they're just not as good as other teams.
Right.
But there's been times where they've been very frustrating because their time of possession has been through the roof. They've been able to hold teams at bay. And if their defense comes to play, they can be a very difficult football team to deal with. If their defense isn't there or they get torched, a la what happened very early against Matt Stafford and the Lions, which the final score, I don't believe, dictated what the real situation was. I mean, this was a beating the entire way through, and Detroit really took care of them. If their defense shows up, though, Chicago can be very, very difficult. And they do have a little bit of talent on that team, but they still are obviously in a building mode.
Yeah, that they are. And to John Fox's credit, the guy's taking two teams to the Super Bowl, one.
Yes,
so
yes.
Right there, lets you know that he has quality background.
He's
to
not
say
trash.
The least.
He's
and
not
I don't
trash.
See that. And in a lot of ways, Trubisky, I felt, was forced upon him and that he didn't want to go that route because as a struggling head coach, the last thing you want to do is deal with the development of a rookie quarterback because that could be the kiss of death for you as far as a job security
but
standpoint.
I tell you, Gerard, that's where the depth chart on that roster with it when it comes to quarterback, it just never computed to me because I don't find Mike Glennon to be the type of veteran type of guy that
well,
you can
he's
go,
a guy who
here's
wants
a guy
to
who can
right.
help you.
Well, he's not trying to help you. That Mike Glennon, again, he showed how he felt, and I credit his candidness, but he's trying to have a career in which he's a starter, not a backup player.
I thought what Ryan Pace and the Bears tried to do, and we know that John Fox probably wasn't on board with the pick, just by the way that all went down.
Right.
But what I think Ryan Pace tried to do was, we have cap space. It's a team-friendly contract, $15 million for this year.
Right.
If he doesn't make it after this year, what's money?
Right.
Okay? So, okay, we'll bring in Mike Glennon. There's upside with Mike Glennon. I didn't see an upside, but they see an upside. So they felt there's upside
right.
of Mike Glennon,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to go after a quarterback here and set up our room. And from the very get-go. You had a guy who got his feelings hurt.
Right.
And I think that played into it because there are guys out there, this is my job, I'm going to go take this job, a la Drew Brees. So I'm going to take this job, and this is going to be the way this goes.
Right.
But you got a guy who let his feelings get hurt and just kept looking over his shoulders when I don't think John Fox had any intention of playing Mitch Trubisky
anytime
early
soon.
In the season.
Right.
Maybe till the last month of the season. I don't think that John Fox. I think Mike Glennon got caught up in listening to the wrong people and probably should have been listening to John Fox.
Yeah, he should have been, but that's a perfect example of what happens when you're trying to play perfect. Because in his mind, I got this rookie behind me. I'm going to have to go out there and play perfect to keep him at bay. Just go out there and play football because you won football games. They're in no hurry to replace you, but they will at some point, yes, replace you. But guess what? If you win football games as a quarterback, I guarantee you in the National Football League, someone's going to find a job for you to not be holding a clipboard, but to be a starter. But the key part is not letting the pressure get to you, but winning football games.
You remember some of the we talking about body language. You remember some of the eye rolls that he would make there on the sidelines when Mitch Trubisky would score a touchdown in the preseason.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Fella got hot. Ooh. He got hot about that, and that is four downs. Kick off the new year at Jack Racino on December 29th. Jack will be awarding $5,000 free play to our $25,000 VLT tournament winner. All Club Jack members are eligible to participate and will receive one complimentary entry that day. So much more coming up in the show. We'll go around the league. Very special question for our buddy Gerard Cherry coming up, dealing with his previous experiences. Also, we'll tell you what we're watching for coming up on Sunday. Legendary voice of the Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan, will join us. But joining us next, Browns safety Jabril Peppers. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Come eat, drink, and party at the best Japanese restaurant in town, Shinto Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi in Strongsville. Enjoy numerous happy hour specials, including Martini Mondays, half-off select sushi on Tuesdays, half-off appetizers on Wednesdays, and half-price bottles of wine on Thursdays. You don't want to miss it. Shinto features award-winning chefs, the highest quality meats and vegetables, and beautiful presentations with knife-flaring fun. Come visit us today on Pearl Road in Strongsville and enjoy the Shinto experience for yourself.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the seven most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large, spacious suites at Residences at Hallie will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and much more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at kand.com.
Browns fans, be sure to buy your favorite team gear, including the new rookie shirt and jerseys, from the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium. The Browns are now donating 100% of their net proceeds from the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium's year-round sales to benefit education and youth football in Cleveland through Browns Give Back. Support your team, support your city by purchasing your Browns items from the First Energy Stadium Pro Shop, open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go Browns!
Hey, we're here at the Browns game with Mark and his sweet Ford Edge.
Whoa, 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 sweet? To call a Ford Edge sweet is like calling a Da Vinci a drawing, a Michelangelo a figurine. Ford Edge is a masterpiece of art and science. Its EcoBoost engine and its innovative driver assist features.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I say it's pretty sweet. How would you describe the Ford Edge?
Always unstoppable. And it's pretty sweet. Ford, a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Mountaineer Casino, Racetrack, and Resort. The only casino in the region to offer slots, table games, live thoroughbred racing, spa, indoor pool, golf, meeting space, the largest smoking pavilion in the country, and the Grand Hotel featuring rates from just $69. Dine at LBB Steak and Pasta. Try our all-new Gatsby restaurant and buffet. Catch the game in the Mahogany Sports Bar, where great food and fun are always on tap. Visit Mountaineer Casino today. West Virginia Lottery. West Virginia Lottery Table Games.
Families and team members depend on their players to be healthy and ready to play. When a family member gets injured, it can be a real game changer, leaving a family without a key player.
The best game plan can be found in a place where trust is earned and help is given. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO and let us help you get back in the game. Elk and Elk, proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Back at Berea, Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Sherry, the Cleveland Browns Preview Show. All across University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Joining us tonight to get ready for the Chicago Bears coming up on Christmas Eve, Jabril Peppers joins us on the show. Jabril, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate you for having me.
How you going through your first rookie season? What are you learning?
It's pretty much been, you know, a lot of learning. Just things that I thought I knew about, you know, the safety position, and, you know, actually getting that in-game experience has been, you know, huge for me as far as, you know, my experience and, you know, learning things that I didn't know before. So, all in all, man, it's been a rocky road, but I appreciate all the lessons I learned.
What are some of the things that you know you want to work on throughout the rest of the season, even though there's only a couple of games left, and then certainly during the offseason?
Just, you know, getting my hands on more passes, you know, being a sure tackler, you know, finishing the way I know how to finish.
You've told the media a couple of times you've pressed a little bit this year. You've battled with the injuries. You've battled with playing different spots and things like that. When you go through these games and we see you on tape, are there times where you have to kind of stop yourself and say, okay, let the game come to me and I'll take care of my business? Are there times where maybe you grip a little too hard?
That was my problem, you know, throughout the beginning half of the season. I was pressing too much. You know, I felt like I wasn't making enough plays. I was listening to, you know, everything people were saying about me and, you know, how I'm not making plays and, you know, all things like that. But, you know, once I really just sat down and, you know, was honest with myself and what I need to do to improve and, you know, just be patient, you know, and I was forcing, you know, bad things was happening. And, you know, once I started letting the game, you know, come to me, you know, I started playing a lot better. So, you know, Coach Tapes, you know, said a great quote to me. He says, let things happen for me, not to me. And that means, you know, just let the game come to you. Don't press too much. You got to be patient in this league, even more patient than you've ever been. You know, talent is not going to get it done here. You know, you got to have, you know, the whole arsenal. So, you know, that's just my thing, man. I'm just going to lay back and let the game come to me. Don't try to force anything. But, you know, when it's time to make a play, it's time to make a play.
Jabril Peppers joining us on the show. I got to be the first one to tell you, don't listen to guys like us. Because we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
We don't know what we're talking about. We see things and it's amazing. You know, I look at, and I give Nathan Zagura a hard time about Pro Football Focus, and I see that type of stuff. I go, well, I can only go by what I see, but I don't know what you're supposed to do. No. And that goes for the offensive linemen. No. That goes for everybody. So there's a lot more pressure than what there was because by what we're being told, you do your job. You do your job. Mm-hmm. But sometimes there is pressure because you're a first-round pick. There's playmaking ability there. Exactly. Do you think that you're close, special teams-wise, defensive-wise, do you think you're close to making a real big breakout play here over the
Absolutely.
Next couple of weeks?
Absolutely. You know, it feels like each weekend and week out as the season progresses, I'm that much closer. It's just, he doesn't throw it, or he throws it a little later than I anticipated, or a little earlier than I anticipated, or, you know, one more block, or I got to break a shoestring tackle, you know. So it's just right there, and it's just been frustrating because those plays that, you know, I normally make. But like I said, man, you just got to stay patient, block out all the excess noise, and just, you know, do what you did your whole life. Stay hungry and do what got you here.
Can we go back to Cincinnati for a moment in that play? Because that's kind of the one of the moment I really did wish you listened to us, because we were screaming for you, and we were on your side about that. Is there anything that you took away from that you know you can change from the hit down the sideline, or is it just, well, I'm paid to do a job, I got to do this job?
It's a little bit of a mixture of both. You know, I'm definitely going to go a lot lower next time, but I felt like if I would have went low, I wouldn't have been able to jar the ball out, so it just would have been a catch and then a collision tackle.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was told, you know, strike zones, the chest to the, you know, waistline or top of the knee, put your face on the ball and get the ball out. That's my job. I got to protect the guys underneath who's pressing. You know, they're playing to my leverage and, you know, hoping that I'm going to be there. But, you know, in this league, this day and age, you know, it's not how I grew up watching football, you know, with all the big hits and, you know, things that I saw, how I wanted to play, how I saw myself playing.
Yeah.
And I also feel like, you know, we're grown men out here. You know, we've been playing this game, some of us, since we were 4 years old. You know the dangers that come with playing this game. You know how violent and aggressive you have to play this game. People always say it's a contact sport. I say it's a collision sport. You know, it's going to be a lot of collisions. That's the name of the game. And I feel like, you know, when a ref sees a violent collision, the flag automatically comes out because of the day and age that we're in. You know, all this, you know, player safety. And, you know, that's a big part. You know, player safety is, but at the end of the day, man, you gotta let the guys play. If it's to me, it's easy to tell if a guy's coming in with ill intent or if a guy's just, you know, making a really hard tackle on a guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like hard tackles now are kind of, you know, being banned from the league.
Phased out, yeah.
You're gonna get flagged or fined, and no one likes to get flagged, and definitely no one likes to get fined, especially for, you know, what they feel is a good play.
Yeah, how old are you?
22.
That's interesting you say that. What were some of the players that you grew up watching?
Man, Ed Reed, Brian Dawkins, even like old guys like Jack Tatum, and, you know,
the reason I ask,
really old linebacker, though.
Yeah, the reason I ask is because I'm a little older than you.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up watching Steve Atwater lay people out, and that was a selling point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to be a little bit frustrating for, you know, I just turned 31.
Yeah.
You're very young. You're talking about a couple of the greatest who have ever played the game. Brian Dawkins is one of the best of the generation. Ed Reed, one of the greatest ball hawks ever. That's got to be such a tough adjustment for you. Maybe the next generation of football player already knows how to do that. But for you and for young guys like you, you're still learning while you're out there on the field and sadly having to pay fines while you do it.
And it's crazy because, like, even when you try to, you know, go low and the quarterback makes an errant throw, maybe he throws it a little bit too low, and then you're already launching low, and then the receiver goes low as well. And even though your launch point was low, even if you still hit him in the head, that's still a fine and a flag. So it's just like, I don't know. I feel as though, you know, I've only been here a couple games, and I'm still scratching the surface. But, you know, from my experience so far, man, they need to, you know, do something, you know, because we could barely touch those guys downfield, and now you're telling us we can't even hit them hard. Like, You know, something has to change, you know, because we're at a huge disadvantage,
yeah.
Especially with guys pushing off. And, you know, if we have any type of contact with them, it's a flag. Hit them too hard, it's a flag, you know. So it's just, but, you know, you get paid to do this, like you said. So you got to adjust. Sometimes you got to adjust on the fly. The ball may roll your way, the ball may not, but you know, you got to keep doing what you paid to do.
It's one of the things that I have to really listen to you guys. Mike Mitchell had said it, and I didn't even realize it, that there's so many times where an errant pass can get a guy in trouble and can get people fined and put guys in harm's way. It's something I never even realized about that. I want to ask you, how are you feeling physically, and what is the difference between what you dealt with in the Big Ten, which is a major, major conference, and what you deal with in an NFL football game?
Well, right now, man, I ain't going to lie. You know, a little beat up, but who's not at this point in the season? You know, this is when you have to, you know, show your grit, your toughness, and, you know, play through the injuries or play through the, you know, whatever is hurt on your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for me, you know, coming from college, you know, the most games I've ever played was 13. So I played 4 preseason games and 14 regular season games so far. So it's like, you know, my body, I constantly have to keep reminding my body that, you know, we're not done yet. You know, we still have a couple more weeks to go. And then, you know, when we start winning around here, the playoffs is going to make it that even much longer. So, you know, the Big Ten, I feel as though that's one of the closest things you could get to the league, you know, as far as playing style with pro style offices and, you know, 2 back offices, full back. Even though the league is becoming more of a passing league now, you know, but back then I felt like that was the closest experience I could have had into, you know, feeling like I'm playing in the league.
There's a lot of young guys on this team. Yeah, I know that you've talked to some of the veterans who are on defense. Maybe who are some of the veterans that you've got a chance to talk to around the league that have helped you out?
Speak with Weddle. I mean, I speak to, you know, a couple guys after the games. You know, we just have little chit-chats, but I probably say, you know, Eric probably one of the ones I talk to the most.
He always has the taped-up fingers.
Yeah.
It's always about, like, one of those things where you know a guy with taped-up fingers is coming after you.
Yeah.
It's always a scary thing. How do you relax?
Just music, man. I'm big into music. You know, when I come in here, it's all business, but when I get home, that's when I kind of, you know, take my mind off things and kind of let my body relax, you know, for a couple hours. And then if I want to watch film or do whatever else I have to do, whatever modality I do at home. But when I come home from work, it's relaxation time. I don't want to talk to no one, talk to anybody. Just let me lay down, put my feet up. You know, I love coming home on, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays because it's a game on. So I get back, kick back and watch, especially if we're playing those guys in the upcoming week. So that's typically how I unwind.
Where do you want to be physically, mentally, where goal-wise personally for you do you want to be at getting ready for 2018?
Physically, probably, you know, around the same, if not a little heavier. Mentally, you know, I feel like, you know, my mental is, you know, always kind of sharp. You know, I have a great support system. I've got, you know, people around me who push me, not just tell me what I want to hear. Tell me, you know, what I'm doing wrong, and, you know, even when I'm doing something good, they still tell me I could do it better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I think I'm definitely good on that front. And just, you know, be more of a vocal guy next year who, you know, not only leads by example, but, you know, you can hear him out there.
Jabril, buddy, a pleasure. We thank you very much for the time. Good luck against Chicago.
Yes, sir.
And good luck the rest of the way.
Appreciate you.
Jabril Peppers joining us in the studio. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll preview the Bears. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Hi, it's Riz for Northeast Factory Direct. If you need new furniture to get your home ready to entertain for the holidays, you got to hear this. There are now a bunch of items, sofas, recliners, solid wood kitchen tables, mattresses, and more that Alex is buying by the hundreds, stocking them in his warehouses so they're in stock and you can get them right away. Whether you want to pick it up yourself or have them delivered to you, you can. Buy your holiday party, West 140th in Cleveland, Lakeland Boulevard in Euclid, or northeastfactorydirect.com.
Hi, I'm George from Notre Dame College. We have a spot for you. Choose your liberal arts focused program available on campus or fully online. Drop in any Tuesday from 10 to 2 or 6 to 8 p.m. for Transfer Tuesday. Career counseling, transfer evaluations, and your financial aid information is available. We will help you choose your best options. Apply for free now online at notredamecollege.edu.
Changing the world, Notre Dame College, one student at a time.
Minutemen HR and Staffing, Cleveland-based, family-owned for nearly 50 years. They're looking for 50 people to fill open positions at one of Cleveland's premier call centers. Call center positions are full-time. They offer great starting pay, excellent benefits, and performance incentives. Previous experience is preferred. Call Michelle Smith, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview. That's Michelle, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview for some of these great positions with Minutemen.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas in my family store in Kidron, Ohio. Glenda Lehman Irvin here from Lehman's, wishing you and your family a blessed Christmas. From the dozens of Christmas trees to the thousands of tiny white lights, we go all out decorating our store. Come and visit for the decorations alone, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention the wonderful assortment of gifts that we have. Is someone on your list a collector of case knives? From hunting, whittling, and trapper knives, we have a huge assortment of these high-end USA-made knives.
Hey guys, holiday season is upon us and I have the perfect gift. It's a gift to Spa West, of course. A gift for that special person in your life. Family members, friends, co-workers, and yeah, even your boss. Give them a relaxing facial, massage, or a full day of pampering. Gift certificates can be purchased instantly online at SpaWest.com or call 440-899-SPA-W in Westlake. A season special, gift cards up to 20% bonus. You heard that right. A season special on gift cards up to 20% bonus. Spa West in Westlake. We'll see you there.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
For the first time ever. Full shows wherever you go. Subscribe at thelandondemand.com.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Jack, oh, it's the official entertainment partner of the Cleveland Browns. Jack, you earn points 15 times faster than anywhere else in town. Make sure you play today. Gerard will preview the Bears, and then we'll go around the league. The Bears come in 4-10 in this football game. They are fourth in the NFC North. How have the Bears been able to beat every single AFC North team? You only have one other win against the rest of the league, my friend. How does that happen? Were you that good against one division, but you can't get any other wins against anybody else, really?
Well, really what they've done is they've played what we used to call AFC Central football. They were very physical on defense and ran the ball in a very just old-school, conventional type of approach where you just run your ball control and you beat up the opponent. That's what they've done. And they can also imagine these teams also took them lightly and weren't expecting that physical of a game.
It depends. Yeah, but I tell you, well, that's a good point. I think, though, also that, I tell you, old AFC Central football, if you go back to the Houston Oilers, I mean, that's the old chuck and duck or run and shoot.
Yeah, they were the exception to the rule.
Yeah, that was a little bit different. Like, we forget, like, Houston was in the AFC Central.
Yeah, they were.
That was a little bit different there. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying. I think in beautiful AFC North-type fashion, it's usually a black and blue-type division. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right about that. They're kind of stoning some people out and, I think, surprising some people. When you took on the Steelers back in Week 3 and they were able to beat them so handedly.
Right.
The same thing with the Bengals. They ended that. I think you're right about that. If the NFL draft had a do-over, would Mitchell Trubisky still be the top quarterback taken?
No, he would not be. It's obvious at this point, even though he's injured, Deshaun Watson would be the body of work, even though Mitchell's still healthy and upright and doing his thing. I think if you had to reconsider what we saw and we had the vantage point of going back in time with what we witnessed, you would go with Deshaun Watson all day, every day.
I love Mitchell.
Yes, I recognize that.
But I ain't
that.
Crazy. Okay. It'd be Deshaun Watson who'd be taken up. Which, I tell you what, we do so much thinking about the draft. That had to be the weirdest quarterback draft when you really break that down, because I don't know what's going to happen with Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. No clue. I know that if he went to a team that had no veteran quarterback right there, that might be a bit of a question mark right now.
Well, apparently he's not doing something right, because when they went through that monumental struggle in the middle of the season, with that just coming off of.
Sir, you don't touch him. I don't care. He doesn't come. No. Alex Smith's like a closer. You let the closer blow the save.
I understand that. But when you are losing the way in which they were multiple games, not two games in a row, four or five games in a row?
Yeah.
So when you get to that point and you're still not considering bringing your rookie in, that tells me the rookie's not getting it. Now, there's something about patience and riding a storm, and that's obviously what they did, and they seem to be the benefactors of it, because I thought they were going to lose handily to San Diego and give Casey credit. They ran through the Chargers. Excuse me, that's L.A.
I still would take Deshaun Watson. I just remember that everybody just looks at this and say, I said the same thing myself. 49 miles an hour, trying to find all these different steps. Trying to find different reasons to not take Deshaun Watson.
His ball speed?
Yeah, the ball speed. That was the best part. Oh, he throws so slow. Such a slow pass. And there were all these, and I just remember, I still remember this. Well, he beat Alabama and he beat Ohio State handily. I said, yeah, well, they're all winners.
You should have heard the ridiculous thing I said.
What'd you say?
He doesn't have a size for the AFC North.
We did get hurt in the AFC South.
That he did, so no. Maybe I was onto something with
that. But I do remember, man, he got, in that first game when he went out there against Geno Atkins, Geno Atkins knocked him into week 16, and he went out the next play and scored on that run.
That's all you need to know right there.
I was still, no, that doesn't work. That stuff ain't going to work. So, I mean, it still might not, but he looks good, and if it was redrafted, it would be Deshaun Watson, let's be honest about that. All right, let's go around the league.
Let's do that.
If you're in the league office, how would you define a catch in light of what happened in Pittsburgh?
I'd be very simple with it. Like, going back to that, was it Dez Bryant catch a few years ago? In my mind, that was a catch. So starting right there, that's a catch. It did not hit the ground. Who cares about the rolling over and all that stuff? That's a catch. And in the case with any other ball, as long as it doesn't hit the ground in my mind and there's some semblance of control, I'm going to say it's a catch.
He landed and reached. That is a football move. If it's anything, it's a fumble. But he still got the ball.
Right.
And still, if a running back does that, isn't it blown dead still because the ball crosses the plane? Like, if a running back doesn't catch a pass.
But he's running.
And he's running, and he hits the, and he guts the goal line, reaches for the goal line, ball hits the ground.
It was his knee down.
In the end zone. Say the ball hits first. Say he leaps. Before ball,
the knee.
Boom.
That's a touchdown. If the
knee
doesn't
hit. That's a touchdown,
hit.
Yeah. So you have a touchdown there. Now, his knee hit. Again, if it's anything, it's a fumble. And if it's a fumble, he still recovered it. I don't agree with it. I know it's not a catch to the letter of the law. I have no reason to have any sympathy for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I hear you. And another rule, while we're talking rules, another thing I wish they would eliminate.
You know what you saw, it's a catch.
They need to get rid of this. Okay, if you fumble in the back of the end zone, all of a sudden the defense gets the ball back.
See, I kind of like that one.
I hate that rule.
Why? Tell me why.
I did not play defense. And the reason why, I just think, okay, the guy fumbled out of bounds and the defense didn't recover it. That should still be the offense's ball.
That's a good point, yeah. I don't know. I've never had a real problem with that one. It's like, hold on to the ball going into the end zone. What do you want from me? I think that I haven't had a big problem with that one, but yeah, I can see where you stand on that. Also, the targeting rule that happened in the bowl game yesterday for Akron.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
That was vicious.
That was rough. Sorry.
Yeah,
to the letter of the law with targeting.
He should be suspended for the next three games.
Also, got
to
tell you, got to take a look at that Aziz Al-Shahir, that kid out of FAU. That's a nice linebacker right there. Goes all over the place if he decides to come out. That's a nice linebacker. Is there a better duo in the NFL right now than Brady and Gronk?
Yeah, Antonio and Ben.
All right, well, that question was answered pretty quickly. Do you know Tom Brady's trainer, Alex Guerrero?
I do not know Mr. Guerrero, but he must have said something. And you're so funny, man.
Answer the question.
I do not know him. And no, I don't care if Ernie's listening. I don't. And Ernie is a guy who works for the Patriots, and Ken accuses me of being fearful of him. And trust me, I'm not fearful.
I don't accuse you of him. I know you fear of him. That's the difference.
I don't know what went awry over in Patriot land, but something's not right. But all of a sudden, just take away all his credentials and everything else.
You know what happened.
I have no clue what happened.
Bill Belichick's Rasputin heard him talking and decided that he was going to tell Bill, and all of a sudden his key card didn't work the next day.
That's right.
That's how that works out. You know that's how that works out.
For all his passes.
Look at Gerard. How long has it been since you played for the Patriots?
It's almost 12 years.
Blood in, blood out with Gerard Sherry. I feel like that part with Robert De Niro in Goodfellas. You told them nothing, and they got nothing. I'm proud of you. That's the way it is over there.
That's right.
You guys are up to something. You're wearing long sleeves. I know you got something up them right now. That former Patriot, I know he's got something over there. All right, coming up next, Jim Donovan.
I believe brown and orange, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What color is my sweatshirt?
I'm not getting worked into a shoot. Jim Donovan joins us next. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the seven most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large, spacious suites at Residences at Hallie will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and much more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at kand.com.
It's why we stand in a frozen Muni lot 6 hours before kickoff. It's why we go to every game generation after generation. It's why we cherish memories of a team steeped in history and look ahead with an endless supply of optimism. It's why our University Hospital sports medicine experts keep athletes from peewee to pro performing at their highest level. We do it for our team, for our city, for Browns football. To learn more, visit uhsports.org.
Want to be in the know? Tune in to the Hugh Jackson Show presented by State Farm every Friday at 7:30 on News 5.
We got to do the things that help you win. We got to eliminate the penalties. When we're down there, we got to finish drive. We got to catch the ball better.
Watch Nathan Segura and Coach Jackson break down plays from the previous week and look ahead to the Sunday matchup. Also see Dustin Fox and Matt Wilhelm's exclusive interviews with Sunday's playmakers.
Got to make those plays. I mean, that's what pro teams do. You got to get better at it.
The Hugh Jackson Show every Friday at 7:30 on News 5.
We're here with Doc at the Browns game.
For Cleveland, football's never a game. It's a gritty, no-holds-barred battle.
Oh, I see. Well, you have a nice Ford F-150 pickup.
Nice pickup? The 2018 F-150 exudes an awesome display of confidence. It is a masterpiece of toughness, a bellwether of what it takes to be the best.
So you might say F-150 raises the bar?
Raises the bar? F-150 is the bar. And Ford is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Mountaineer Casino, Racetrack, and Resort. The only casino in the region to offer slots, table games, live thoroughbred racing, spa, indoor pool, golf, meeting space, the largest smoking pavilion in the country, and the Grand Hotel featuring rates from just $69. Dine at LBB Steak and Pasta. Try our all-new Gatsby restaurant and buffet. Catch the game in the Mahogany Sports Bar, where great food and fun are always on tap. Visit Mountaineer Casino today. West Virginia Lottery. West Virginia Lottery Table Games.
Cousin Willie's Simply Better Purple Popcorn is delicious popcorn that is naturally purple in color and contains antioxidants. It's a crisp and crunchy kernel that has virtually no hulls, so nothing gets stuck in your teeth. Cousin Willie focuses on great taste and also no artificial anything. Available in four delicious flavors: real butter, white cheddar, sweet and salty kettle, and sea salt. It's also available as good old-fashioned popcorn kernels in a resealable flip-top jar. Go to your local Discount Drug Mart and get some delicious Cousin Willie's Simply Better Popcorn today.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Kick off the new year at Jack Race. December 29th, Jack will be awarding $5,000 free play to our $25,000 VLT tournament winner. All Club Jack members are eligible to participate and will receive one complimentary entry that day. Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Cherry, and we're joined right now by the voice of the Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan. Jim, good evening to you, friend.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Well, the goal is to win one of these two games to end this football season, preferably both. How do they go about it against the Chicago Bears, who come in 4-10, but 3-0 against the AFC North?
Yeah, that's a pretty amazing number, I have to tell you. That's very impressive considering how difficult it's been for us to compete in that division, whether it's this year or in a lot of the years, really, since the Browns have come back. You know, I think the quarterback matchup going into this game, Ken, is kind of a draw. I really do. I mean, our guys played a lot more than Mitchell Trubisky has played. They're both in their rookie years. That should be a kind of a fascinating matchup. The Bears have kind of, you know, gone in once he became the starter and said, listen, we're going to kind of ease him into it. Even with him out on the field, we're going to go heavy run and then kind of bring the passing game into it. So we'll see what the ratio will be on Sunday. I would like to think that for Deshaun Kizer and everything that he's been through, and I know there are only two Sundays left, but on one of these remaining two Sundays, Kizer just has everything go his way from start to finish in the game. Considering everything he's gone through on the field, off the field, you know, during practice weeks and getting ready for the next game, I think he's kind of owed one Sunday where it's good from start to finish.
And Jim, you have literally seen every snap that Sean Kizer has made. When you watch his body of work and you evaluate it, what do you say to yourself that he, in your mind, needs to do in order to take that next step?
Well, the obvious thing, Sherrod, for me would be, and you know, I watched him a lot in college too, and his second year, you know, wasn't as good as his first year at Notre Dame, and it was really because of what he's doing right now in his rookie year with the Browns, and that is he turned it over more and more as, you know, as he progressed in games. And at Notre Dame in his second year playing, I mean, he did it a lot at key points in the game. And here with the Browns, it's the same kind of situation. Even on a day where things are going relatively peaceful for him at the quarterback position, he seems to turn it over. And when it happens at a critical point, whether it's location on the field or the game situation at that particular time. And then it's typically followed up by another, you know, kind of stressful turnover as he tries to make something happen. So the turnovers have got to dramatically come down, you know, in number and certainly in situation and location of where he does it on the field for him to really be a starting quarterback that you can count on game in and game out.
And Jim, when I look at the past 2 weeks, I look at the running game, the numbers have not been astronomical, but I do get a sense and feel that there's been improvement there. I mean, you had Crow go for 100 1 week and then had a big run this past week.
Yeah.
What do you think is the reason behind the offense starting to run the football better? Is it simply Josh Gordon being on the field, or is it something else in your mind?
Well, you know, it might be. I mean, I know a lot of has been attributed to Gordon. You know, if the other receivers tend to get busy and get effective in games, or tight ends get effective in games, or Duke Johnson, a lot of it is because of the attention that has to be directed towards Gordon. You know, I will say this, Gerard, and I know the Browns fell behind in the game last Sunday, you know, once they had grabbed that quick lead of 7-3, and then they fell behind in the game, and then it went to a two-score game. But I thought, even specifically in the game against the Ravens, that they kind of gave up on the running game, you know, pretty early in the football game, and really didn't go back to it and became a one-dimensional team. But it just seems to me, number one, Crowell realizes he's coming to the end of a very important year for him, be it, you know, with his future here with the Browns or someplace else. And I think he wants to really give it as much as he can to try and get his rushing totals up and how it looks on tape to other teams around the NFL and to the new GM here. I think that's important to him. Number two, I think it's, you know, I think the offensive line, even though Joe Thomas has been out now for an extended period of time, I think the offensive line at some point started to gel a little bit better. I think Joel Bitonio, as the season has gone on, because he missed so much time in the two previous seasons, I think he really got into a groove. I think he's a big reason why the Browns' running game, and Crowell has had a couple of pretty effective weeks. But I would say this, I would like to see them stay with it a little bit longer, you know, even if the score isn't, you know, favorable to them at that particular time.
Jim, I know the defense lacks depth. I know that statistically they've been good in some categories, lacking in others. You see every single game. Can you define what this defense is in 2017 and moving forward to 2018?
Yeah, I think, you know, Ken, I think up front, especially, you know, up front on their front four, I think they're okay. And I think if they were fully healthy, I think they would be rounding into a pretty formidable, you know, front four. I think the linebacker core, I think Joe Schobert's given them a, you know, a real workman-like year. I think Kirksey, you know, has had a typical Kirksey year. I think the loss of Jamie Collins was huge. I think the kid Burgess has proved that he can play. You know, probably the most suited position would be for him to back up somebody like Jamie Collins. But I think they've got problems in the secondary, Ken. I think they've got to get, you know, cornerbacks who can play, you know, more effectively, tighter, and be able to come up with some turnovers. And, you know, I think McCourty's given them a real professional season. But, you know, he's getting a little bit older. I don't know about Jamar Taylor, if he gave them the year that they expected. And, of course, they got rid of Joe Hayden just before the season started. The scary part for them right now, as I would look at their roster, is that there's no young cornerback that you could say is on the cusp of being ready to help out immediately. So I think the secondary becomes a real area of concern, even stretching back to the safety spot.
Jim, we thank you very much for the time, and we'll talk to you on Sunday.
Absolutely, guys. Have a good night.
You too. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns, joining us on the show. When we come back, we'll tell you what to watch for. Presented by Jack as the Cleveland Browns take on the Chicago Bears on Christmas Eve. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-500-2319. That's 1-800-500-2319. 1-800-500-2319.
Cooler weather means now is the time to try Joby's. Joe just wants you to feel better this season, not get sick so much. All-natural bee pollen can work for you. I don't know if it will. It does work for me, and I love it. I really need to winterize and get my immune system boosted with all-natural bee pollen. Chock full of nutrients, 7-month supply, $99, and the shipping's free. Plus, money-back guarantee. Call 877-300-5632, 877-300-5632, and winterize with Joby's.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-461-4545. That's 800-461-4545. 800-461-4545. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you experienced foot or ankle pain during or after sports, running, or exercising at the gym? Nagging aches in your foot or ankle that won't go away? Podiatric Physicians can provide you with important foot care solutions, shoe inserts, or show you how to support your feet and ankles so you're able to compete or exercise comfortably. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association Podiatric Physicians are located throughout the state and have been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. To find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
For the first time ever, WKNR is on your schedule. Subscribe at thelandondemand.com.
Yo Network.
Back at Berea, Gerard, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Time to tell everybody what we're watching for. Presented by Jack, the official entertainment partner of the Cleveland Browns. It's the Browns and Bears, Soldier Field, Chicago, Illinois, 1 p.m. What was it like playing at Soldier Field for you?
It was great playing there because it was a historic site and you get and feel the energy. And in my particular case, Walter Payton was on the sideline when I played in one of the games. So that was like one
of the heroes growing up.
So that was really cool, bantering back and forth with sweetness.
You got to talk to him?
Oh, yeah.
What was it like?
Talking trash to him.
What? Wait a minute. You didn't just go up and say something nice to him or something like that? You talked trash to Walter Payton?
Well, he started.
Can you clean it? I don't know how clean it was.
It wasn't cursing or anything like that. Simply told me, are you not going
to
go make the play, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, really? Matter of fact, I'm going to make a tackle inside the 20 just because you said that. And what did I do?
You said that to Walter Payton.
Yes, and I went down there and made a tackle inside the 20.
Why did he pick you up to say something to?
I guess it was just a kismet situation.
Were you with the Patriots or Saints at the time?
I think I was with the Saints.
Why did he pick you out?
I don't know, but he did.
That'd be pretty cool. I tell you, you go back to that video. Who was the one talking trash to Chris Carter about calling him an old man? And he says, and I swear, to this day, I still can't name that kid who was talking trash to Chris Carter, but I could certainly name Chris Carter over here. Okay, what are you watching for on Sunday, friend?
I'm really watching to see that we shut down the run game and force Mitchell to beat us via his arm and passing the football. And if we can do that, we got a great chance, because when you look at their success against the AFC North, it's because they've had plenty of success running the football. So if we can do that now physical, that's what I really want to see. And also obviously want to see Deshaun play better.
I think they're really going to try to line up and try to beat you on the ground. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to do what they do best. I think that this is a football team that knows that you are playing for a lot right now if you're the Cleveland Browns. And I think that John Fox has been in these situations before. I think he's going to try to go with the bread and butter. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be Service Academy football. They're going to run the ball, and try to get out of there in about a tight 2.5 on that Sunday afternoon game.
No doubt.
And try to run you down and beat you on the ground and not have to have a chance to turn the ball over or give you any hope in that game on the road. So what do you got to do? Load them up. Try to make Mitch Trubisky the rookie beat you and see if you can turn him over, because those have come at a premium for this Browns defense at times. Watershed Distillery, they've been making honest Midwest spirits right here in Ohio since 2010. Owners Dave and Greg, they quit their jobs, swapped out their suits for jeans and t-shirts, and friends, they started distilling. Their bourbon and other local spirits have that same attitude. Watershed Bourbon, now available at liquor stores throughout Cleveland. Real quick, Gerard, what has Deshaun Kizer got to do on Sunday himself to get going in the right direction in the fourth quarter? He started off pretty well.
Right, stay consistent and not make those untimely mistakes. And if he can do those things and set up guys for success, then he can help his cause.
I think it's going to be a tight game, and I think that he might be thinking about that situation. Let the game come to you.
That's right.
You're talented enough. You got the arm. Just go ahead and take care of that business, because when he starts to force it, that's when you start to force those mistakes. It all starts Thursday night. We have the Hugh Jackson Show. Then Sunday, 9 a.m., Browns game day, taking you up to a 1 p.m. kickoff from Soldier Field in Chicago. The great Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, and Nathan Zagura will be on the call to that. A thanks to our producer, Meredith Kane, for executive producer Jason Gibbs, and the great Gerard Cherry himself. I'm Ken Carmen. Thank you for listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show all across the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the 7 most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large, spacious suites at Residences at Halley will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and much more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at kand.com.
Hey, Phil, check out my new man cave.
You mean your new 2018 Ford F-150?
Yep. Best place to enjoy the Browns game.
Wow, sweet.
It's got plenty of in-cab storage for my snacks and coolers, even an outlet for the TV.
Cool.
And back here, integrated tailgate step, which makes it easier to get to this.
What is that?
A self-feeding portable chili trough.
A perfect man cave for a perfect caveman.
You know it.
High five!
Ford, proud partner of the Cleveland.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Brands, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and your immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize value over $600 once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes award pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit the prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland is not responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland Studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNClevelandContests.com.
I just want to assure you that having worked with Hugh for the last couple of years and then spent a lot of time with John the last 5 or 6 weeks, I think their backgrounds are similar. They're football lifers, particularly NFL lifers, and it's our expectations that they'll form a great team and help turn this franchise around.
Thanks for listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by the Land on Demand.com.
full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandonthemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandonthemand.com. The Really Big Show. Tony Rizzo and Aaron Goldhammer. Weekday mornings at 9. ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland. The Insiders with Aaron Goldhammer. Featuring Tony Grossi and Brian Windhorst. Weekdays at 5. ESPN 850